time now for a little eyewitness report. We have Damian Croson with Hidden Valley High School here in studio today. Damian, morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, it's good to have you here because I know we have some events on the way for Veterans Day. Is that correct?
Yeah. So Hidden Valley High School's the last probably 13, 14 years has hosted a Veterans Day assembly. And this year it's going to be November 6th. So this Thursday it starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So it is open to the public and we hope to honor all of the veterans that live in our community on that day. So please come on down. I know that sometimes when Veterans Day falls in the week, we may compete against other organizations that are honoring our veterans. But I think that the November 6th date is a solid open date for most. And so we hope to get a packed house on Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Definitely. And I suppose it's not really a bad thing if there are tons of events going on, because we definitely want to honor
absolutely
these folks.
And we've got a free lunch that's going to follow the assembly for all our veterans.
There
and
you go.
It'll serve by the students and staff. And so we hope to make sure that they get a nice hot meal and enjoy some just conversation and, talking.
Yeah, that's sharing stories.
Absolutely.
Know? And having that community, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And if November 6th doesn't work for some, we have another event on November 10th. Mm-hmm. It's at the Riverway Plaza. It's between 6th and 7th Street near the new Rogue Salad and Human Being across from Gates Home Furnishing.
Nice.
So Grants Pass Fire Department is going to bring their ladder truck and their giant flag. And then all three high schools in our district are going to be performing kind of a musical selection of patriotic music. Open to the public, and we want to make sure that that parking lot is packed and get to see all of the great things. And we get, we're blessed to have a wonderful music teacher at Hidden Valley, and his name's Josh Dargavel. And North Valley's got Max Jones, who's the reigning prince teacher of the year for our area. And so, we've got a great music program in our district, and we really want to have a packed parking lot for the November 10th at 6 o'clock. And just watch a great selection of choir programs singing together.
Right on. You know it's going to be good. I mean, with that lineup right there.
Absolutely.
My word. How cool. And what a great opportunity. So many opportunities for veterans coming up this week. So do not miss out on that.
Absolutely. And we also have one other thing, too. We've got a new courtyard at Hidden Valley High School. It's the center of our school. And we've really worked hard to resurrect the plan that the previous administration had. That was Brian Miller, Day Stone, Susie Biller, the office manager, had this dream for this Veterans Memorial Park.
Oh, wow.
And we have had a lot of donors come in. Concrete, Mountain View Landscape, New Hope Nursery have helped put a whole bunch of stuff together. We've got a mural on the wall honoring all of the branches of our military. We've got picnic benches and tables out there for our students. And if anybody would like to sponsor one of those tables or benches to honor a loved one, we have opportunities for that too. But it's going to be open to the public on that Thursday as well. So we're really hoping to have a bunch of veterans come in and really see this wonderful centerpiece of our school. Mm-hmm. And I just want to do a shout out to our superintendent and our school board and our directors who have been super supportive of this project. And they have really gone above and beyond to make sure this all takes place through maintenance and the purchase of a pole and a flag that is a centerpiece of that courtyard too. And it's just a great, a whole team effort to make this a reality.
Definitely.
And we're excited to show it off.
Yeah. All this good work coming to a point here.
Absolutely.
How exciting. So and if folks had any questions, if they just wanted to double check on times or dates.
Sure. Just call Hidden Valley High School, 541-862-2124. Talk to Tammy or Liz. They'll be more than happy to direct you to the right thing or give you the right information. And we're really excited to see a bunch of folks at our school on Thursday.
Definitely. Well, I'm hoping for a great turnout. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, and you heard it here, folks, so make sure you get yourself over there. And, again, those phone numbers if they had any questions.
541-862-2124, Hidden Valley High School. Go Mustangs.
Rock on.
Yeah, and then again Thursday at 11 and Monday at 6 p.m. at Riverway Plaza.
Splendid. Well, Damian, thank you so much for letting us know.
Thank you so much for having me. We love getting the word out, and if there's anything that we can do to help a veteran get to our school on that day, we'd love to have them.
Right on. Anything else before I let you go?
No. This is I'm super excited and thankful that I get an opportunity to be on the radio this morning and just share some good things coming to Hidden Valley High School and to our district, and want to promote you know, our music programs, we just have got, we're very blessed with some great instructors, and, mm-hmm. and the numbers of participants in our music program are really rising because of just their awesomeness, really.
That is good. As a choir boy myself, you know.
Yeah.
All through schooling. I love that. That is Absolutely. Good news right there. Sweet. Well, Damian, thanks again. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much, and go Mustangs.
KJ.